baby, you get it. Yeah, yeah, baby, you get it. Come around, see the lies, get addicted. Get addicted. She got a mission and a shitload of ambition. Stay consistent. Fuck,
that was Risk It All by GQ Capone, and you're listening to Yuppie Noir. We are back with another episode of the Yuppie Noir Podcast. This is Grizzy Matt.
Young Dwizzy.
And we are the Yuppie Noir Podcast, a podcast for young urban professionals trying to climb the corporate ladder, navigating our way through corporate America. Right now, things are looking a little bit shaky, you know, but we are enduring in this tough time. Dwizzy, how are you?
Shaky, baby. I'm great. You know, again, still following protocol, washing hands, hand sanitizer.
Bumping elbows,
you know, not dapping right now, and just trying to stay educated on this epidemic that's going on right now.
Social distancing.
Do you like that word?
So at first, because I think I mentioned it earlier on the podcast, at first I was like, but it's growing on me. I think it's become a buzzword now, yeah. Social distancing. So, you know, I think it's 3 feet. Some people have said six.
So I guess we're failing right now.
Yeah, but you know, but we're under 10 people in a group.
Yep.
Our president, or not my president, but the 45th, 45,
yep.
Stated that, you know, that you shouldn't be in groups of more than 10. So, you know, by going to work every day, I'm failing that, but it's cool. You know, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. But you know, it's really been crazy out here. And I think last week we were still kind of on the fence about it, cause right. We were talking about, college sports closing, some of the conference tournaments and things like that. But now this has reached a fully blown pandemic. We've been actually talking for like the last half an hour before we even cut the mics on, but right. I was like, let's just cut the mics on and let
right.
it riff. So,
right, right.
But it's going crazy, you know, just a little bit teaser for later on, you know, working from home is probably going to be our main topic. That's crucial in times like this where you don't want to go to work and where there are older, younger people and potentially affect other people, especially being that you can carry this virus without showing symptoms or being asymptomatic. So that's crucial, but just a little bit of a teaser for later on, so we'll kind of get into that. But Dwizzy, what else do you have to talk about today?
First thing I want to talk about is, you did talk about it, so it looks like the NCAA tournament is officially done.
Yeah.
They will not be postponing any of the games. People senior year is done. Tournament play is all done. Right now, like, if you was a senior, you just lost out on your last experience, your last hoorah.
Yep.
Guys like Miles Power from CN Hall, apparently this could have been, like, Rutgers' first time making it to the tournament in, like, 20 years
That's
or so.
That's crazy, right? They were playing pretty well. There's a woman that plays for Oregon, Ionescu. Okay. Very talented basketball player, triple doubles all over the place. They were saying that this is her year to really show out and shine in the tournament and potentially bring Oregon to a national championship. She won't yeah. get the chance to do that. She actually spoke at Kobe Bryant and Gianna's memorial service yeah. as well.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate for her because she's already broken so many records, like first player to score X amount of points, assists, steals. But she could have been increasing to her legacy using this NCAA tournament and her conference tournament as well.
No doubt.
It's all unfortunate that they don't have any solution or anything that they can do to make it right for these players.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was rumors at one point, it was like, oh, they'll give a fifth year of eligibility.
Right.
But they came out today and said they're yeah. not doing that now.
Yeah.
So now it was like, if you play a winter sport, you SOL.
Yeesh.
So anybody that plays, like, you know, basketball, anything that goes wrestling, whatever that goes on in the wintertime mm-hmm. that still takes place now,
right,
is over. It's caves.
Dang.
You know, thank you for your service.
Oof.
Track and field, you know, all these things that has already started and was going to be finished, whatever the case may be. Lacrosse, it's unfortunate. It is what it was.
Yeah, but these are unprecedented times, right? So obviously it's more so about safety, but I definitely do feel those for those players, especially, you know, not necessarily the Ionescu's of the world, because they're going to be able to continue and play on at a professional level. She's that talented where she'll probably very likely be a high draft pick. But I feel for the players that, you know, are on the team that might be, you know, that sixth man on the team, or it might be a role player and things like that. And they really had, you know, we're looking forward to that tournament run, but unfortunately they'll never get that chance. So you know, shouts to them. I know Scott Van Pelt, he does Sports Center at midnight. Yeah. But he's been doing like a senior night every night and sort of just highlighting some of the seniors that are going to be graduating without having their final tournament and things like that, and their seasons have been cut short. So shouts to them. But
now, even also, it's just all right. This is like a little hot take. We're not really hot
shoot.
Take, but
shoot.
So right now the NBA is canceled right now, or postponed.
Right.
So a lot
I
of these
pray
players...
it's not going to be canceled, because all right, go ahead. Okay. Can I get my shit off real
go,
quick?
Go, go, real quick.
Okay.
Go, go.
So if this is canceled, I'm going to be livid as a LeBron stan.
Okay.
Because this is LeBron's probably best shot to win an MVP or a title. He was going to overtake Giannis for the MVP. And he was very likely, the Lakers had a first seed in the West.
Yep.
And they're ripping this from him.
Mm-hmm.
If they were able to play in, you know, I wish they could go. Hope, I'm praying that in the summertime they're able to go right into the playoffs and then just start from there. Because I really think that the Lakers had a very good shot at winning the national or winning the championship this year. If they wait till next year, KD may come back, Kyrie may come back, a lot of other players get healthy. You know, this was the time I strike while the iron's hot, where, you know, there was still a lot of things were in flux. There was a lot of things up in the air. So
right.
I feel like it would be unfortunate if this was ripped from the Lakers. But, you know.
Yeah.
And LeBron gets another year and so much wear on his tires. It's like, come on, man. This was his time.
So, okay. Yeah. Well.
He would have been the first, like, major player to win a championship on three different teams.
Still time to tell.
Sure, but I'm sorry, I didn't mean
No, that was good. Good rant. I was gonna say is, so what NBA is postponed right now. A lot of teams are telling their players they have to be self quarantined for 14 days in the city that their team is located. And right now, these players do not know how to act. These players now are in the era of like video games, TikTok, and.
Shouts to my boy Matthias Thybul.
No,
his shit was funny. Did you see his?
Throwing the ball.
Great. He was doing Lego challenges with the sped up time. He was throwing the little ping pong balls through very small areas. It was another thing he was doing. He was doing dribbling drills with his full uniform on, dribbling around cones. Come on, dribbling around chairs in the apartment with it.
You need to do that in games.
That was, first of all, how dare you? He's a great 3-and-D guy. Yeah, right. Matthias Thybul is a great 3-and-D.
He be doing his thing.
He's the three ball and play. He's very a lengthy defender. So how dare you?
Guys like Trey Young shooing socks into garbage, his hamper.
3-point challenge.
Come on. What?
Mountain Durack.
John Moran's wearing his uniforms, going out to the introduction of his own name. Like, come on.
Boo.
Stop. It was horrible. Like, stop. Just stay home and watch some Netflix.
It's about entertainment. At the end of the day, they're entertainers. As a basketball player, that's your brand. So they gotta do something to establish their brand somehow.
Man, I just feel bad. I'm like, it just goes to show you a lot of these dudes, if they don't have basketball, they got nothing.
What is life looking like after basketball?
Yo, and it's scary. I really hope these guys can age with basketball, because if the basketball somehow had to stop for a couple years, these players wouldn't know what to do. Don't have a college degree for half these guys. I'm not saying all of them. Some of y'all do.
Well, they can't go into broadcasting, you know.
Half of them can't speak right.
Oh, gosh.
But again, but it's just nothing wrong with that. It's right now, y'all can be a little bit more productive. Pick up a book. Get off of TikTok. As long as y'all entertainers and it's funny to us, but we're still going into work right now, busting our ass. I don't want to come home to see a dude doing the Legos set.
You can't put reading a book on IG, bro. Come on, man. You gotta do it for the views, for the likes.
And then, so I saw that, and then now with NBA, they're releasing players now that tested positive for the coronavirus,
right. Mm-hmm.
Other than Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
Now, before we go into this, how do you feel with these, you know, announcements and them naming these people?
So, like what you were talking about, so with the Nets, right? Originally, they said that four players from the Nets had contracted the coronavirus. But then it came out that Kevin Durant was one of those four. So I don't know if Kevin Durant released it himself.
Because we still don't even know the other three.
Right. So I think that I don't know how to feel about it. That's a good question. I think that, you know, I feel kind of two minds.
Okay.
So for not naming the people, I feel that it's good because, you know, protecting their privacy and certain things like that. That's sensitive medical information. If those people don't want that out there, then they shouldn't have that out there. However, I think it is also kind of good in a way. For instance, like with Tom Hanks, right? When you heard about Tom Hanks, that kind of made us, everybody in the world, kind of wake up and be like, wow, Tom Hanks, a very prominent actor, he has it. Idris Elba, he has it, he's contracted the virus. Kevin Durant. So, like, the more that we see these names, like, I feel like it makes it more serious to people, because I feel like some people in the United States in particular were not taking it serious. And they were saying things like, oh, well, you know, this is just like a different form of the flu. The flu has killed more people than this. You know, where are the bodies? Not right. There's only old people that are dying. And young people were going out, especially on St. Patrick's Day, especially in, like, there were like long lines in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day. And people online got pretty upset because it's like, all right, you might be fine, that's cool, but where's your empathy for the other people? Where's your empathy for very young people and very old people, where you could just be continually spreading this virus or disease? And just because you're not showing symptoms doesn't mean that you're not spreading it.
Right. But then also, I think this can have a negative effect where it causes panic now.
Okay.
When you start really naming all these, you know, people that's in the media.
Right.
Oh my gosh, they got it. These people with money and they can't protect them. You know, even that's an ignorant statement, but this could be something where it could cause more of a panic where we're naming all these guys and, oh my gosh, he got it now. He got it. You know, I know we should be reporting on the cases, but certain things like that should be held privately. Like, you know, because now I don't know if he was going to do it, but if he had to walk down the street and like, yo, that's the dude with the virus, you know,
right.
X, X, Y, Z, you sure. know, because I remember how when Magic, you know, told people he had HIV.
Right.
People didn't want to be near him. They was too ignorant to it. Mm-hmm. And that same thing with this virus. We're still learning so much stuff about it
mm-hmm.
where, I mean, hopefully, you know, he's going to self-quarantine and stuff, I'm assuming.
Sure.
But at the same time, you know, after the 14 days, is he going to be known for the guy that the virus? You right. know, is he going to be known for somebody you don't want to be around? And, you know, so that could be an adverse impact.
Right.
So, again, I wish Kevin Durant, I wish the team well. Sure. Apparently, the governor or somebody came out of New York. De Blasio?
Bill De Blasio. Yeah, he just mayor. Said something.
And he goes, it should be for rich, poor people, and it shouldn't be used on rich, like, basketball players.
I don't understand why he was saying that, because, like, from what I've seen, they've really been, so they tested Rudy Gobert, right, and he was confirmed to have the disease. So right. then anybody, and especially, like, the teams that he was in contact with, they tested them.
Right.
And then we just found four players on the Nets that have it, right? So then now they're testing the Lakers because that was the Lakers was the last team that they played. It just sounds logical to me. It doesn't seem like that, especially with a league like the NBA, like if you already have people in your organization that right. have it, you would naturally start testing people that, you know, have been in contact with other people from your organization. Just like at our job, if somebody in our building had the virus, I would expect everybody in the building to start getting tested. Then that doesn't have to do with wealth. It more so just has to do with proximity to the virus itself.
So now they see the port with the Lakers, but they didn't test staff,
right.
anybody in administration.
Right.
Is that an issue that they get it now? They only focusing more on the players versus shouldn't the staff be tested as well there and interact with the players as well?
Well, it's more so with people that have it direct contact with people that have had it before, right? I don't know if the coaching staff of the Lakers necessarily had a ton of interaction with the other players on the Nets, right? But we know that the Lakers are playing on the same floor and you're potentially bumping or jostling with other players on that team, so you're within that 3 foot range, right? If you're just a Lakers coach, how often are you in close proximity to another Nets player? So I think that it's probably right that you're testing the players first because they're the ones that actually have the most contact with the other team.
So I wish everybody well. I mean, I definitely think, I don't know how much it costs to test people, but I think this is something that everybody needs to get tested, because the more we know, the more people we know who has it, could be a better way to prevent it moving forward.
100%.
So I wish all of them well. My next topic, I was just scrolling down my timeline, and Kyle, I think we have to have this talk.
Okay, break it down.
People need to stop going to Miami Beach for spring break.
I couldn't agree more, but continue. Expound, please.
Because, again, it's every year, Twitter, I'm getting these videos trending where they're showing, like, brawls, ratchet activity.
Cops holding people down.
People doing unscure things to each other in the public where they shouldn't be.
Right.
When are we going to cancel that? Or is that still a thing where, like, I mean, I never did spring break in Miami.
Yeah.
I've been down there, had a good time. But these 2 weeks in March, it's not okay.
So I think it goes to, it's not like, for instance, if you had that experience and you were like, well, been there, done that, right? Going forward, you wouldn't necessarily go back to Miami. These young kids, they probably see this on social media and they'd be like, wow, Miami looks lit for spring break. Look at all the ratchet activity that's happening.
Is that lit?
I can't speak to it. I would stay far away from that. I would probably try and choose a different location. Right. I'd be like, oh, y'all doing, that's how y'all get down in Miami? Let's go to the Florida Keys. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale. Right. Let's go to, I don't know, some other beach other than that, Daytona or something like that. I think you guys went down to Daytona, potentially. But, like, I would go anywhere but there where there's some shit going down. I don't want to be involved in that, right? So, but I think in this viral sort of wave, kids see Miami as spring break they see it going viral on social media, and so they're like, I want to be a part of that when I'm old enough to get to that. So I think they just kind of just following those same footsteps, and it continues to be an issue.
Have you seen any of these viral videos that have been going on right now?
I've seen a couple. I've seen one. Mostly the ones I've seen have involved, there was a couple I've seen. I've seen one outside, I think it was outside of Wet Willie's or something like that, where there were these promoters, and the flyers, and some dudes, brawling is a strong word, because there was a lot of swinging and missing. It wasn't a lot of connecting, so they were just throwing a lot of haymakers and punches. It wasn't really connecting, but it was like, you know, when you're walking on Miami Beach or like Ocean Drive or when you're on the strip in Miami, there's a lot of people that come up to you with flyers about events to do that evening. And then it looked like the event, the flyer guys versus, I don't know, a group of dudes that was out there just on spring break. And they just start throwing haymakers. They were swinging and missing, like, not connecting, falling all over themselves. It was bad.
Like, I've been down there.
Right.
I just don't know what would prompt a fight.
Yeah.
You know, was he trying to holler at his girl or... You know, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. Did he look at anybody the wrong way? Like, it never calls for getting into a brawl where potentially people could get arrested.
Right. Especially people you don't know. Like, I just don't understand what could have happened in that circumstance, but they might have took us as disrespect. Also, when people are inebriated, whenever substances are involved, you might act in a way that you wouldn't normally otherwise.
See, people get out of character. Yep. That's what that liquor courage do.
That's a fact.
The one video that I want to talk about that was very, not funny, but it was funny.
Okay.
Where this might be like, you can't be my mans no more.
Okay.
Where it looks like these cops was trying to break up something, and two guys was trying to escape.
Mm-hmm.
One fell and stumbled,
mm-hmm.
but he grabbed his man's foot.
Okay.
To make sure he doesn't get away.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's a violation.
That's terrible. So he made sure his man's got caught with him?
Yes. Yes.
Yikes.
Like, he literally grabbed his foot. Yikes. Now I don't know what part of the game that is.
I never seen that one.
But that's violation.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Like, he was literally falling, stumbling to the ground. If you haven't seen that, I saw you off air.
Right.
And he was going to get caught. And his man could have got away. Instead of letting his man get away, he grabbed his foot.
That's crazy.
And it's like, oh, no, we both We getting locked up today.
It's no ethics, man. It's no code these days.
And I'm still seeing these videos of women, dudes, putting their faces in girls' behinds, rear ends.
Yeah.
They need to chill that out. I don't think that's healthy or sanitary.
You get pink eye like that.
Yeah, yeah. And coronavirus, I guess people not thinking about that right now.
They're not thinking about that at all.
So, I pray for that as well. Mm. But again, I think we gotta find a new location.
Yeah, find new different locations. Miami, you can't just
go to Colorado. Right. You know, Poconos for spring break now.
Expand your horizons. Like,
this is nasty. Yeah.
But they was probably looking at those flights from Miami.
Yeah,
it was like $20.
Yeah.
It was
a bus pass to get
to Miami from up northeast.
And to be honest, I can't blame y'all. You pay $20 for your flight, and then y'all can spend out everything. Y'all can buy your little Camaros out there, flex a little bit of scooty bike that y'all be riding on. Y'all can spend it on the strip now, club, you know.
Mm. Down on Collins.
Yeah, well, now strip clubs are closed, so they can't even do that now. Mm. But that's spring break, man. And now, so schools are extending their spring breaks where now it looks like online class for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places are either refunding some of the funds back for like dorm rooms.
Right.
Some people are continuing their classes so they can finish the semester out.
Mm-hmm.
Some potentially may lose credits because the semester hasn't gone through.
Oh, wow.
I know Ryder, they're canceling commencements right now.
Yeah, a lot of people have said they won't be able to sort of walk for their graduation. So it's a lot of unintended consequences related to this coronavirus, but, you know, creating wild times that we're in.
Anything else that's going on in the news right now?
Not much. Did you want to talk about the stock market or anything like that?
Stock market's down. It's another day down about, I want to say, 2,000 and some change points. Yeah. No, it closed at down only 1,300. I'm saying only 1,300 because I'm so desensitized to it now.
Right.
But it's been going down. Yeah. Before this whole thing was going with the coronavirus, the Dow Jones was at 30,000 points.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's down to 19,000.
Oh my God.
This is like one of the like rapid drops that they've seen in history.
Wow.
Where it just kind of goes on a downward spiral since like the market crash or like the housing market and different stuff of that nature.
It's, you know, some people are saying, you know, this is the opportune time to buy low and sort of get in. But, you know, you always kind of want to try and find the bottom, but the market's in free fall, so you never really know where the bottom actually is. So I would feel bad if I was to give. I'm not a financial advisor or anything like that, so I don't want to give anybody any ill advice. But
right.
You know, maybe just do your research and look into it if you can. If this is a potential, you know, entree for you into the market and potentially investing, so just do your research is what I would say. But on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with our main segment. And we are back with the Yuppie Noir podcast. We are about to jump into our main segment. In this main segment, we are about to talk about working from home with the COVID-19 virus or with coronavirus running rampant out there. A lot of organizations have either shut down entirely or moved to allowing their representatives to work from home or work remotely. And so we just kind of want to talk about that a little bit because it does pertain to sort of, you know, the corporate environment and just, you know, what we're going through on a day-to-day basis with dealing with this pandemic. Some of the things that, you know, I've been privy to just from, you know, mentors in my life, you know, sort of sharing them are, you know, when you're in a leadership position like myself and Dwizzy are, just making sure that your team is maintaining focus and that even though that they're working remotely or working from home, that we're still getting things done and we're still continuing business continuity. One of the things that I started while I was at work today is a group chat. So we use Skype messaging at our office, and every morning I plan on opening a group chat with all of the people that are working from home. Some people open the group chat and make sure that it's a video Skype, right? So, you know, if you're working from home, you need to be, you know, not necessarily in your pajamas. You know, we don't want you in your pajamas, or you don't have to be in work attire, but you should still be dressed up and sort of be visible. So that was one of the things that, you know, one of my mentors was telling me that, you know, hey, they still have to be on Skype and also have to be visible to the rest of their team. Also, by opening that group chat, you're opening lines of communication so people don't feel so siloed or like they're by their lonesome and just doing whatever they want to do, that they're still responsible and accountable for their work throughout the day. So just sort of opening up that group chat in the beginning of the day, sort of setting the tone that, hey, lines of communication are open. It's still sort of business as usual, if you will. But, you know, we still have a job to get done, even though we're working remote. Duizzi, any thoughts when you were working from home today?
Well, first update, I'm so glad our job decided to start letting people work from home.
No doubt.
I know we was, you know, on edge, like, yo, what's going on?
Yep.
You know, they're saying people shouldn't be gathering of 100 people. Then it went down to 50, down to 10.
Right.
And, you know, New York and a lot of other places was following suit to have people work from home. And I'm like, yo, we work with a lot of people. Let's work from home. So I was fortunate enough to be able to work from home. Today was my first day working from home. It was very interesting. I will say it is some challenges that you do face, because now things that you like to do when you're, like, face-to-face with somebody, you can't. I better articulate myself through talking and words. I had to kind of learn how to put it really in writing and really learn how to explain something to somebody or ask them a task that I want them to do through Skype and instant messaging. So that was a tough challenge, as well as I only have one screen. I'm on a laptop screen right now. I don't have my two monitors where I have two big monitors where I usually can work off of, you know, keyboard, mouse. So that is an interesting challenge as well. But nothing you can't handle. The big funny thing is pause break. Mm. That's like a big thing that we use at work.
I can't even imagine. That's going to be brutal.
Yo, I'm trying to Google like how to pause break off.
So what did you find?
So there's one for HP, if you don't have it, a pause break where it's like FN and like B.
Right.
I haven't found it yet for a Mac, but there is one.
Okay.
But I've been just doing it old fashioned way, just kind of just the long way, but I'm gonna figure it out.
That sounds horrible. Right. I don't even want to think about that. Oh gosh.
But I will say, depending on your workload, like if work from home could be very smooth sailing, when, you know, for me, I look at it as the travel time that you have to commute to work, that's now you can work.
Right.
So the people that takes 30 minutes plus to an hour, now they right away, they have that hour right then and there, wake up, brush their teeth, hopefully get a little meal in and then start working. Because it sounds like most people are up by like 6:30 anyway.
Right.
So that's so helpful where we got people already logged in, ready to go, working from home. We're getting our group conversations ready to go. At one point that you mentioned, like you said, having those group pings, making sure everybody's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I did check in on a couple towards the end of the day to say, hey, check how you doing today. Is there anything overwhelming, anything I can do for you?
Right.
Just to build a rapport, just to make sure that let everybody know that I am here.
Yep.
Even though I'm not here.
And to keep people engaged, right?
Yes.
You know, because, you know, once you're by yourself, you kind of feel like you're on an island a little bit. So keeping your folks engaged is important. Like you spoke about, you know, it's a little bit difficult when you're not as hands-on. I feel like I'm a hands-on type of manager. I want to go to people's desk. I want to be like, let's see the problem. Right. Let's talk it out. But, you know, this is a time to sort of sharpen those skills in terms of your literary ability, if you will, or just being able to type, being able to, you know, get your point across via email or Skype or what have you. So looking at it as an opportunity instead of an obstacle is definitely important. Also, just, you know, I think getting up throughout the day I think it would be beneficial. Sometimes you're on a couch, you're laying down on your computer, you think you're able to do work. But if you're in an environment where you can, you know, maybe go to a desk, perhaps if you have a desk in your living space or somewhere where you're able to sit up and be upright and be sort of focused, I think that kind of changes your whole perception of being able to do work. Because if you're kind of just laying down with your laptop on your lap, you might sort of get a little bit lazy, if you will. You might start saying, hey, what's on the TV? I'll have the TV on in the back room. As much as the distractions as you can cut down on while you're at home and make it as much of a work environment as possible, I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. I know for me, I can't speak for everybody. I know, though, when I am at home, though, I kind of want to work a little bit more because, like, I don't want people to get the impression that I'm home not doing anything.
Right.
So I know sometimes for myself where when I'm home, I do put a little bit extra time in. Or like I said, I log in earlier just to get a little extra work done, just to show that, like, yo, I'm taking this serious. But at the same time, I walk around when I can. I do have some music playing in the background now. Mm-hmm. That kind of mellows me out. I can have a gourmet lunch now.
Yep, yep.
You know, so I
you don't have to cram that lunch into. Right. You know, I have a PB&J every day for lunch now. If I'm working from home, I might be able to throw something on a skillet or something like that. You know what I mean?
Chefing it up.
Nice little hot meal. But so those are some of the perks of sort of being able to work from home.
Right.
And especially, you know, make sure you're, you know, continue to stay quarantined as much as possible. But, you know, while we're doing this, this is not a vacation, right? We still have to get, you know, the job done for our clients and also our peers. So just continue to work as hard as possible. Dwizzy, I thought you had some very great insights.
Yeah.
You guys, you know, are working from home or you're quarantined or anything like that, feel free to drop us a byline in the DMs and we would love to communicate you about your experience with working from home. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with the water cooler.
And we are back with the water cooler segment. Even though there isn't that much sports being played, there is news that is going on, especially with the NFL right now. Their free agency has become live, where they can trade, sign people as free agents. The biggest one that was breaking news today, my boy TB12.
The GOAT.
The greatest QB of all time.
Terrific.
Potentially the greatest athlete next to Michael Jordan to ever play a sport. He will be taking his talents down south, not South Beach exactly, but Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
He will be a Buccaneer. They have a nice little young core. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, O.J. Howard.
Some great receivers like he never had in New England.
Oof. So
he only had Randy Moss that one year, that an upper echelon receiver. Now he's got two really good deep threats. O.J. Howard is a young, talented tight end. The only thing, Bruce Arians is a very, he's worked with some of the best quarterbacks in the business. They were just running down some of the quarterbacks he worked with. He worked with Carson Palmer. He worked with, Jameis Winston most recently. But he worked with, Yeah, Bruce Arians, he's worked with some of the best. He's worked with Peyton Manning, worked with Andrew Luck, Carson Palmer, and Ben Roethlisberger. So, you know, just out of, you know, two of the four are first ballot Hall of Famers.
And Super Bowl champs.
And then Andrew Luck, if he had a longer career,
yeah.
Potentially first ballot. And Carson Palmer, a very high draft pick, and would have had a very illustrious career if he was able to sort of stay healthy. So,
yeah. Nick Foles got traded to the Chicago Bears. That's going to be interesting because now either he's going to start over Mitchell Trubisky or potentially be a backup where he can help gear Mitchell Trubisky the right way or give him like light a fire under his ass where he can kind of work.
I don't think there's no way of turning Mitchell Trubisky around. I think that's a replacement job right there. Well, I think they've seen enough.
Yeah. He lost them a lot of games. That defense is like, look, we can only do so much.
Right.
So that's going to be interesting with that.
Top-rated defense.
Teddy Bridgewater is becoming the QB of the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the highest, you know, backup QB that people wanted.
Took over when Drew Brees had his thumb issue.
Yep.
And I think he went undefeated during that stretch, if I'm not mistaken. And Cam, I think he had some things to say in the media as well because the Carolina Panthers were like, we're allowing Cam Newton to seek trade partners, and he's like, don't act like I was the one that was forcing this trade. Y'all forced me into seeking trade partners.
Right.
Y'all went and got another QB and are kind of forcing me out. So don't make it seem like you're doing me a favor by kind of doing this. So go ahead.
Another situation now is the Chargers. We said we confirmed that we aren't in the running for Cam Newton anymore. We're sticking with Tyrod Taylor. So right now, Tyrod Taylor, he's our QB. We're going to rock with him. As long as he don't turn the ball over, the Chargers should be straight.
Well, he's not a turn the ball over type of guy. That's the issue. He doesn't really go for it. You know, he normally on third and long, he just takes the L and punts. You know, he doesn't really risk it to get the biscuit, if you will. But another thing I'm kind of curious about, who do you think is going to be the New England Patriots QB now with Tom Brady sort of out?
Potentially Cam Newton. Okay. Cam Newton still needs a home, apparently. Or I was also listening to that being home. They drafted a QB last year.
Okay.
That they really liked. They just haven't had an opportunity to showcase his talent.
Okay.
So this might be another situation where he can showcase his talent. Apparently, there's a third stringer on the Colts that used to play for the Patriots as well. Then they may want to bring him back as a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
So they have some options. I mean, nothing better than Tom Brady.
Sure.
But they had guys that played in their system and knows it that could potentially help. Breaking news from the wide receiver standpoint, DeAndre Hopkins got traded for a bag of chips and David Johnson to the Cardinals.
Who trades for a running back? One that's washed up and over the hill, might I add. But.
And why would you trade where the Texans was like technically one game away from the AFC championship game or AFC conference game? I don't know how was it called, where they had a 35-point lead against the Chiefs. And it just blew it away. Why get rid of that team?
Can't make sense of it. That's what happens when you have your QB, your head coach and your GM be the same guy. So
correct.
Got to have some checks and balances there.
Yeah, there's also some other moves where Chris Harris Jr. is going to the Chargers. Nothing more like notable.
Another
like,
sad one. Malcolm Jenkins, the Philadelphia Eagles yikes. Starting safety. Saints. It's sad day. Sad day. We didn't pick up his option. You know, we let him walk. And now he's a Saint. So now we have to first of all, our secondary was in shambles as is. Now the leader of our defense is out. So sad day for the Eagles.
Don't worry, y'all got Jay Mills still. Y'all can pay
with,
him
with his green hair?
Yeah, yeah.
Can he cover somebody?
No, he cannot. All right, fine. They got Darby.
Sure.
He get bro. Jeez,
Jiminy Christmas.
So it's still a lot more sports trades to still be happening. Free agents. Yeah. Some notable free agents like Robbie Anderson. Melvin Gordon is still out there. So we're going to see where a lot of these other guys are going to fall.
Yep. Moving on from football, basketball is in shambles right now. Four Nets players have been confirmed with the coronavirus, one of them being Kevin Durant. The Lakers basketball team, just the players are being tested, as well as they recently had a matchup with the Brooklyn Nets. So they're being tested, along with Christian Wood of the Detroit Pistons is confirmed with coronavirus, and Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. So it seems to be continuing to grow rampant. At this point, I'm concerned that this season will return at all. But, you know, I'm holding out hope that, you know, a vaccine is able to be found shortly, and then we're able to sort of, you know, get sports back as well as the lives of, you know, many individuals.
Adam Silver talks, he had a press conference where he talks about the NBA hiatus, potential like one-off game for charity, potentially that the NBA calendar may be permanently changed, and then he said they won't be playing until health officials will give it the okay to go back and go playing again, and so until then they won't be playing another game. Spencer Dinwiddie proposed an interesting idea for this year and potentially moving forward, where they do like maybe just for this year, since there's no March Madness, do a March Madness style bracket for the NBA, where all 30 teams just play in the tournament, where they all make the playoffs, and then you do the seeding, of course, like 1 versus 30, 2 versus 29.
But when would you start that though?
So when the NBA comes back, right? So that's around the time June when the playoffs are right. about to happen.
Uh-huh.
So since you missed out on the last half of the season,
right?
You just do it a March Madness style, the one game advance.
Okay.
It makes everybody like you got to take it serious.
That would be pretty interesting.
And then when it gets to the last round, you still do like the best like 2 out of 3, and then maybe a 3 out of 4 out of 7 at that point.
Okay.
But its potential is like a way where it spices it up a little bit. Those teams like the Hawks, Knicks, they can touch a little bit of a competitive game.
That's really interesting.
And now, Lakers might lose.
Now with the March Madness, how long normally that takes? Like, because it takes like what, 4 weekends?
Yes.
Take 4 weeks through so to get through that.
Correct.
So I'm just worried. I just wonder about the time, like, right? Because if we come back, let's say we come back in July, hypothetically. It would only be a long
right. Like
a
instead of doing 4 out of 7, like 7 games potentially for each round, that right. would have started in June.
Right.
Well, no, June's usually the finals, but it would just be one game win advance. Yeah, get to that last point where maybe you do like two teams get a bye, because right now if you do 30 teams, it will go down to 15, and then you'll kind of have an uneven number.
I think they won't do that just because it's so different. It's so drastically different than everything that's happened in the past.
It's been a drastic year. If anything,
I think they might cut down. They might just do best out of five for all of the series.
So would you start it where whoever's in the playoffs right now?
Yeah. This playoff seeding is set right now, immediately. And we just go into the playoffs, best out of five, and then go from there.
Why not make money off every team? You throw every team in the playoffs? I know Knicks fans will go to pay because watch RJ Barrett film.
The issue is, I feel like people who, like the teams that have done well and earned their high seeding, will feel slighted.
Why?
Because
they'll play the lowest ranking team. Yeah, if you can't beat the Hawks in a game, then that's the issue.
But then it's one and done, right? So you played for the right to beat a team over a seven-game series, right? So giving it being a one and done, that favors the least talented team, right?
But that helps when it comes to the NBA. Then, if the Knicks somehow beats the Lakers, that's not news.
Well, they can't beat them because they don't play in the same conference.
No, it would just be all 30 teams are in one bracket, 1 versus 30. 2 versus 29.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, but even though the Knicks aren't the worst team in basketball right now, but just imagine like that. That would be crazy.
It would be crazy.
We
I don't
can
know
see
if
that Knicks-Lakers finals that we never saw.
That would be pretty wild.
Yo, Knicks fans would love it.
New York and LA, pretty crazy.
Now, you do everything on neutral sites. Fans will still go out and travel. We'll see what happens. Also, with the new CBA agreement with NFL, they will not be suspending people for marijuana use.
Right.
And I know with the NBA, they're also allowing players to use marijuana use and won't be tested over this postponement of the season.
And it makes sense, right? It's basically like an off season for them. They're not playing any games, so the fact that they would, you know, have to be subjected to this type of thing would be kind of egregious. So shouts to Adam Silver. He always gets it right. As far as, you know, commissioners, I think he's probably the best commissioner in sports. So he's been doing a fantastic job. But, you know, that's all the sports talk. You know, I'm glad that we were able to get some sports talk because it was really getting kind of dire there. Anytime you go on social media, it's day five without the NBA, day five without professional sports.
It's tough. There's
a strange woman sitting on my couch. I found out she's my wife.
Oof.
She's a nice lady.
I found out her favorite color is red.
Day six without the NBA. My girlfriend's favorite color is green. Whose favorite color is green? The things you learn about your significant other during, you know, without basketball. Does this mean that we actually have to, like, talk to our girls now?
There's
no sports on?
You do.
That's crazy.
You might have to start watching their shows like The Bachelor.
That's crazy.
Damn.
The Bachelor.
Good thing I'm single.
I guess. But this has been another episode of the Up in the Water podcast. We appreciate y'all for listening. We are going to be on another week break, but we'll be right back, resting assured. So, again, this has been the Up in the Water podcast, and we are signing out.
Squad.
Baby, you get it. Yeah. Baby, you gifted. Come around, see the lies, get addicted. She